has prepared for those that love him. This is how people will know that you are my disciples, is that how you have love one for another. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to talk about you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to moan and groan and, oh, hallelujah. I lift you up. I send you words of encouragement. We have to pray one for another. We desire your prayers. We desire your prayers. In the name of Jesus, if we ask anything according to his will, that he would hear us. And if we know that he hears us, we have the petition and the desires of him. In the name of Jesus, you need to know if you ask, you receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, it shall be open. In the name of Jesus. Going around trying to be a people pleaser. Let's be a God pleaser. Being compassionate about with so great of a cloud of a witness, let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Look to the author and the finisher of your faith. In the name of Jesus, fret not yourself because of evildoers whom seem to prosper in their way. Ah, the word of God said, a word spoken in due season, how good it is. In the name of Jesus. This is a good word. It's a fresh word from the Lord thy God. And praise God in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to put your hand on the radio if you're driving or if you're just listening, wherever you may be. Let's set ourselves in agreement. I want to touch and agree with you because Matthew's the 18th chapter, 19th verse said, well, any two touching and agreeing, asking anything on earth, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. That business owner wants your business to flow. In the name of Jesus, restoration, that school, that tuition, that money, that finances, that bill, that mortgage, that phone, that car. In the name of Jesus, if you just touch and agree, buke and arthritis, plead the blood of Jesus on rheumatism. In Jesus' name, glory to God, backache, knee ache, sinus. We send the word in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I want you to touch and agree with me in Jesus' name. And we'll pray this prayer. Romans 10 and 9 said, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in my heart that God is raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. In Jesus' name. Find a church, Word Church, Faith Church, and get involved. Get back in it. It ain't over till God says it's over. This evangelist Lonnie Celestine, praise the Lord. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, send us a letter. Give us a call. We're waiting to touch and agree with you. One will put 1,000, two will put 10,000. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Call us at 318-503-4710 or write us at P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. This is a new year. If it didn't help last year, you got another chance to do it this year. In Jesus' name, pray about it. Believe God in Jesus' name. And we thank you. May God bless you in the name of Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for all our sponsors out there. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank the Lord for Dr. Casey Wade, 400 Hall Street. Good doctor, spirit-filled, spirit-led. Go see him. One of the best doctors in the world. We want to thank God for Stags Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Go see him. If you need a car, if you need some parts, go see Stag. We want to thank God also for Service Master, Mr. Brent Alexandria. Glory to God, 507 6th Street, Monroe, Louisiana. If you want your place cleaned up, if you want it professional, go see Service Master, Brother Brent Alexander, 507 6th Street, Monroe, Louisiana. This is Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. Be blessed. Happy New Year.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. We want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the First Lady of my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Stags Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Stags, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master, Brent Alexander, 50763. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. Indeed.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I believe the Lord has a word, amen, tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. God is awesome. We bless you, Jesus. We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Yes, God. The book of Matthew, the 8th chapter. I will bless your name, God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the choir. Beautiful. There's no other choir like the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer Choir. No other choir. God bless you. Yes, Jesus. Oh, yes. Amen. When you have Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, and your hand, amen, in Matthew, the 8th chapter, say amen. Bless you. Let's go to Matthew, the 8th chapter first. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have Matthew 8th chapter, say amen. I shall proceed at this time and immediately to Ezekiel after I complete the scriptures in Matthew 8th chapter, beginning at the first verse. When he was come, talking about Jesus, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Bless you. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Lord say, go thy way and show yourself. You know, some of the people need to see some things sometime. Everyone don't have the faith, amen, that they should. God said, although I've given every man, amen, a measure of faith, even as a grain of a mustard seed, everyone has a measure of faith. But there are some that have greater faith. Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Yes, God, beginning at the first verse. You have it? Amen. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again he saith unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we come, God, before you, Jesus, as humble servants of you, Lord. God, we come, God, in faith, God. God, believing, God, your word, God. Although, God, we've not walked with you, God, in the flesh, we've never even seen the manifestation of the Almighty God in the flesh. But we only see you, God, through this word and through the lives of, God, your leaders, God. And, God, I pray, God, that you speak, God, tonight, God, that you anoint my lips, God, that I may speak what thus saith the Lord, God. And plant every word, God, that proceedeth out of my mouth, God, Lord, unto the people, God, that they may have life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless the name of the Lord with a hand clap of praise. Come on, let's do better than that. You know, it's an old saying, when you start something off right, more than likely, it's going to end that way. You started off with a praise. In the end, you're going to be giving him another praise. Because God is. Yes, God. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. I will bless the name of the Lord, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, Jesus. The Lord dropped in my spirit. Help me, Lord. Because it is you that I need. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. With my strength, I cannot do it, God. But with the help of the Lord, I can do all things. But if you help me, God. God, you asked me. You said, can these bones live? The man of God said, God, you know. You know whether these old bones can live again. God, I've only read concerning when you called the dead back to life again. I've only read about it, God. And God, I believe, God, if you ask me, God, can these bones live? You've already got the answer. God, you know us, God. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? God is asking you, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Can these bones live? Ask and you shall receive. Seek me, being the Lord, him, and ye shall find. Knock, and that door I'm going to open unto you. Can these bones live again? Will you just ask me? And when you ask, I said that you're going to receive. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Dead man, your bones can live again. Your bones, he can live again. I am God. I am the one and only God, the creator of both heaven and of earth. I am God, the creator of everything. Can those bones live? Can they live? I've given you. It's already in you. Can them bones live? Yes, they can live. All you got to do is open your mouth and ask me. All you got to do is come and seek me. Come and look for me. I'm everywhere. Yes, God. I'm all over the earth. I'm all over the universe. I'm in heaven. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding that which is evil and that which is good. I am the Lord. I told you these bones, they can't live. All you got to do is ask me. Do you believe me? Do you believe that I can? Do you believe me that when I cause the men of God to lay hands upon the sick, and even the shadow of the men of God and the women of God, when they pass by you, do you believe those bones can live again? Even the shadow of the anointing can give you life again. Can these bones live? I am the Lord. I am both Lord and God. I am he that will liveth and he that is alive forevermore. I am God. Can these bones live? Cast them on the bones of Elijah. Life. There's life in the ministry. There's a life in the anointing. There's a life in the word of God. Open your Bible and study to show thyself approved, that you may not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word unto God. Open your word and let the Lord speak to you. I am the Lord. I am he that liveth. I am he that was dead and alive forever. I am the Lord. It's because of me you live. God, because of the word instilled on the inside of you. It's because your bones shall live. My word is alive. You touch my word, life. I am life. Blood and water. I am life. On the inside of me. I touch you. Life. Can these bones live? All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is trust me. All you got to do is open your mouth and say, Lord, I surrender. I need your help, God. Help me, God. Help my bones to live again. In my flesh, there's no good thing. I need your help, God. I need your help, Jesus. My bones. Can my bones live again? Can I fulfill your will again, God? Can I come back to you, God? I've got to live again. Can these bones, can they move again? I've already given it to you. It is I that am life, and life more abundantly. I am God. In me is life, and the life unto men. I live on the inside of you. I am that life on the inside of you. You are not that life. God is that life. And God is the light that shineth upon all men. I am life. I am he. If I spoke, you bet your life on it, it shall come to pass. If I say your bones go, you gonna live again, you can put your life on it. It shall come to pass. I am God. I live forever. I am the beginning and the ending. I am God. Besides me, there's no other. I'm he. All you got to do is open your mouth and ask me. I can save. I can save the world. I can save the entire universe. But few there be that shall enter in. You better open your mouth and cry unto me. I am he that giveth life. I'm the reason for the rebirth of your spirit. I'm the reason of your healing. I am he. I was the first. I am the last. Everything. Nothing gets past me. I am the Lord God. I started this. I showed you how to start it. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to show you how to finish. Many that run, but everyone don't finish the race. But you're going to finish. You're going to finish the race. You're going to finish the race with complete healing. With complete. I am the Lord. All you got to do is open your mouth. I am God that created thee. I am he. I am he. I went back and I preached to the dead. I told them that I'm giving you another chance. I am God. I'm giving you another chance to begin all over again. I started it. I'm going to finish it. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith, remember. I teach you that you may teach others. I told you in the word, go and show thyself. I told you to go and show thyself that my people may believe. Some of my people are people all about seeing. But that's odd. You go and show yourself that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. And neither indeed shall there be. I am the only God. You ask me, it's going to happen. All you got to do is ask me. Many came and many left. Very few, I told you, that's going to enter in. If you, then you will enter in. But if you, I've given you much word. Much word. God has taught you how to stay before him. Even as God, I told you that your bones going to live. I told you I gave sight to the blind. I told you I called the dead back to life. I told you. And not only did I tell you, I showed you. Lazarus, come forth. Bring thy sheets wrapped about you with you, that thy people may see. Let my people see the God of miracles, the God of life, the God that never ending. I cannot fail. Neither indeed will I ever fail. Help me, God. Help me, Jesus. The Lord heard you. The Lord heard you. Help me. You need the help of the Lord. You need me. Children of God, you need me. Children of the Most High God, you have need of me. Put your carnal weapons down and put up the spiritual weapons. Pick up your weapons of the Spirit. You need my help. You need my help. All of your help, it cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. I thank my God. I thank my God. You need the Lord. You need the Lord. You need the Lord. You need me. You can't make it another breath without the breath of life. Have you not heard? I breathe into the breath of the first man of this earth. Adam, where art thou? That I breathe the first breath of life into. Where are you? I am second man, Adam. I showed you how to live. Gave you my word. And I showed you how to live. These Egyptians, that you see today shall thou see no more. I am